This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Eggert.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk today about internet radio. I believe listenership is up 8% in the last year or so. People are finding what they want on the internet. If you don't find something you want in your own market, just go to your laptop or perhaps even your tablet or phone and call up a radio station from someplace else and listen to it. Is this something either of you does on a regular basis, Lisa?
I definitely do. I listen to the radio in my office on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to shows I've missed or listen to other stations that we don't get in Macomb.
Do you also listen to this station in your office on your computer?
Usually this station is my first choice. Okay. And I'm not just saying that because I'm talking on this station. But yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now I like to listen to stuff, that it's impossible to get on the radio on my computer. And I use it at home and also in my office. I listen to a lot of German language things because that was my major back in college. And so, it's a nice way to kind of stay connected with with people who speak German, which are pretty hard to find in Macomb. And so I do that. And then I also like to listen to some music stations on the computer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I work in Salee Hall, and Salee Hall, if you ever bring a radio in there, it's like just all of a sudden doesn't work. It's gone deaf because of the nature of the building,
Basically, the Salee Hall, for those not familiar with Western,
yes.
It's basically a bomb shelter. It's
yes.
A big brick building with no windows, and
no
I don't
windows.
Know how much metal or steel is in there.
Lots from the way our radios work inside the building. So it's kind of a funny place to have broadcasting. But anyway. That's where we are. And so reception is very poor inside the building. So if you want to use radio, you have to practically have to use your computer to listen to anything outside of the building. So that's what we do. Yeah.
As far as our station, by the way, some statistics I have here from April 23rd to May 23rd, 37% of the visitors to our website used our streams, and you can pick up both streams, our regular channel and our HD channel 2 with Exponential Radio. We also have a mobile-optimized site, which is best viewed on an iPhone or a Droid. You can certainly pick us up if you have not tried that. If you have an iPhone or Droid, check out tristatesradio.com. It's set up to look good on one of those devices now. Now, if you're using a tablet, you'll still get the main site. That still looks good on a tablet. But for a phone, which is a little bit smaller, some things are set up so it's optimized for a mobile device like that.
From my reading, it seems that smartphones are driving this trend. I was, in preparation for this show, I was reading the Pew Research Center's latest report on audio trends. Radio trends, and it said that most people listen to radio in the car,
mm-hmm.
and that's still true. They still listen to traditional radio for the most part, but more people are listening to their cell phones in the car or listening to the radio through using cell phones in the car, and that's expected to grow as more people get smartphones.
Isn't it interesting in the 80s and even into the 90s, it seemed everything got smaller except for radios, which got huge, those huge boom boxes. And now even radios, in a way, are getting smaller through the phone. It's almost like an old transistor radio almost.
Yeah, it is. I've noticed that. Well, I don't really mess around with much new technology in that fashion, but I've noticed a lot of my students will kind of come in, to class, for example, with little earbuds and things like that, and they pull them out and they're ready for class and all this kind of thing.
Or
sometimes
not.
They don't pull them out. But anyway, it's clear to me that, I guess the sound quality of those things must be a lot better than it used to be because so many people are pretty happy listening to music that way that I think they've kind of grown accustomed to the way those sound, and so the, you know, the big boom box, I guess the idea there was to be as loud and obnoxious as possible. You know, that's definitely a thing of the 80s for sure. So I don't know. You know, it's funny. One of the jokes I like to crack periodically in class, and everybody gets mad at me because they don't agree. But, you know, I say most of the music on the radio isn't on the radio or music. But anyway, you know, because a lot of people don't listen to the radio anymore. My students ask me if radio is going to pass away. And I say, well, no, it's never going to do that because it survived television. I mean, if you can survive television, you must have something to offer. And I think it's the mobile aspect of it, you know, the portability of it, which has really only increased since we have all this, you know, microscopic technology mm-hmm. now. So,
well, I think in part it's never going to have the audience it did when radio was king in the 30s or 40s. It's never going to have that size audience again. But they're, like you said, until somebody invents cars that drive themselves, you're not going to be able to watch TV
right.
while you're driving. You're going to need to listen to a radio. And some people, it's not as large of an audience, but certainly there are a number of people who prefer to get their information this way or their music this way, that theater of the mind aspect. I don't want to see a music video. I want to hear the song and let my mind create its own images to go with it.
And the vast majority of Americans still listen to the radio each week. That surprised me, according to this Pew report.
I know there used to be a statistic, and I forget what percentage of households had radios in America. It was
98%.
Yeah, 98% or better.
Yeah.
I was always amazed when I interview potential student reporters and asked if they listened to this station, and they'd say, oh, well, I don't have a radio. And I'm talking, you know, 10 years ago. And I figure I keep finding the 2% in America who don't have radios, because I thought everybody had at least one radio in their household.
You know, it might be they have a radio and don't know it. A lot of clocks have a radio inside them somewhere, you know,
uh-huh.
and they stuff like that, you know. So they've never used it that way, but there's a radio in there.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.